Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insight alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic, 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001, or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
Welcome to you all out there, and yes, this is Soul Purpose, and it is Wednesday, and I can't even remember the date now, the 14th of November, and a very warm welcome to you. So I'm going to chuckle, so I was chatting to my guest before we came live on air, and we both decided we didn't know what day of the week it was. So very warm welcome to you. The phone lines are open this evening if you'd like to come through to Soul Purpose and have a reading with either myself or my guest, who I'll introduce to you in just a moment. But what I can say about my guest is it's somebody who you will definitely recognise. The lines are open, 760-283-4611, if you're dialing from the USA. If you're dialing from outside the USA, please prefix that number with 001. And I thought I'd like to do something a little bit different this evening. If you are coming through for a reading with me, not necessarily my guest, I work with Native American numerology. My spirit guides are predominantly Native American, bless them. Don't know quite how they put up with me for all these years, but still. They've channeled through me a very specific way of working with numerology. So what I'd like from all you guys out there tonight when you call in to the show is your date of birth. For example, if you were born on today, for example, the 14th of November in 1966, you've got 14, 11, 66. What I'd like you to do is to add those numbers together. So you've got 141166. So that's 567. I've got to add on my fingers and toes now. You get a two-digit number at the end, basically. And I'd like you just, when you come through, you give me your name, where you're calling from, and that two-digit number. And what I'm going to do with the readings that I give tonight is I'm going to work on that numerology. I'm also going to give you a Native American medicine animal that you can link with over the next day to 2 days, which will also help you with any of your life's problems, questions that you have, anything you're not sure about. I will give you a medicine animal. For example, you might come out as a 14 as your two numbers at the end of your date of birth. And the 14 would link with the dog, which is the animal of loyalty, amongst other things. So I will give you that wonderful medicine animal, and I'll also base the reading around the numerology and the number that you give me. So I just want to put a slight little bit of a twist on the way that I work this evening. I'm hoping that my guest is going to be around very shortly. We seem to have a few little gremlins in the works at the moment, which is quite interesting because I'm sure a lot of you probably know that this month of November, we are right in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. Mercury, planet of communication. It is a fire energy, so it will affect generally Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, but it is hitting a lot of people at the moment. So we are going to also look, and I'm going to ask my guest when they reappear. I think he's saying we've still got a few technical gremlins with him, but we'll get those sorted. We'll also have a look at the Mercury retrograde. We've also just recently had the solar eclipse, which is in the southern hemisphere. We had a new moon, which was last night, and we got a full moon coming up on the 28th. So this month of November has been particularly affected by planetary influences. And if you've been finding that maybe you've been feeling a little bit low in energy or just feeling generally out of sorts and not really knowing why, the chances are that it is this Mercury retrograde that you have been affected by, and the new moon, which was last night, which was really, really strong. And I've spoken to so many people in my private readings and my private clients over the last 24 hours who have said why and what is going on here. But as we look through and see how they have been affected by the moon cycle, the solar eclipse, and the retrograde of Mercury, things seem to fall into place. So when you're coming through again tonight, we'll now have a look and see how maybe you've been affected by these planetary energies. So we'll have a look at that as well. I also like to really deal with specifics. It's lovely when you come through, and I know that my guest, who's an absolutely incredible medium, will be able to link with spirit for you extremely quickly, as can I. But I love to deal also with specifics. So if you have a specific question or questions that you would like to ask, please have those prepared as well, and we'll have a look at those for you. Now, I'm just going to wait to get the thumbs up from my producer that my guest is online, and then I can introduce them for you. As I said, it's somebody who you will know, somebody whose voice that you have heard before. They were very kind as being one part of the duo that filled in for me last week. I was suffering. Oh, man flu. I was feeling quite rough last Wednesday. So this person and the lovely Sarah May filled in for me last week. What can I tell you about my guest? Quite a lot, really, but I don't think it's fit for broadcast. No, it's this person is a fabulous medium. Has an absolute wealth of knowledge. I mean, anything about spiritual development or psychic awareness or the planets, or this person, they know it all. Not only that, they are a bit of a singer, but I have asked them not possibly to break into song tonight on the show, but you never know. I've also known them to be a bit of an actor. And when you see this person in a long wig and dark glasses, I tell you that's scary sight. This person is also part of the Mike Spirit family. They have their own show on a Friday. It is the one and the only Mr. Grant Collier. Good evening, Grant.
Evening, Jerry, and it's an absolute pleasure to be on your show this evening, mate. And I think, really, when we look back at where we've been with our work, we've worked very, very closely, but we've never sort of worked together. And we've always sort of missed out on working with each other. I mean, we've worked on the same TV show, you know, bits and pieces, but we never got to the same area where we actually worked together on a show. So I'm quite excited about this tonight, Jerry. It's a first for us. And you know, I've watched you work over the years, and I love the way that you go so deep into the energy of understanding. You're very much like myself. You like to go and describe the energy of the process of how things work and go right into the spiritual, academical side of how spirit works. And I love that within the energy. So I know it's going to be a great show.
I've been looking forward to it all week. Although, before we came on air, Grant and I were just having a little chat, and he was saying, "Oh, I'm just reviewing the inside of my eyelids. It's been a busy day," and I'm saying, "Well, so have I." No points for who starts snoring first, you know. So, Mr. Producer, it's over to you. You're doing the readings tonight. Grant and I are just going to sit back and listen. Is that all right? No? All right.
No.
Fair enough. That's probably going to work, Grant. Now, listen, I was saying at the top of the show that there's been a lot of planetary influences around, and we were right at the moment smack bang in the middle of a Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Have you found that that's been affecting people that you've been reading for of late?
Well, absolutely, because I don't know if you noticed this yourself. There seems to be a lot of people returning back that I may not have read for a long time with. This could well be people that goes back over 18 months ago, people that have been coming forward from when I used to be on the TV show, and they're hunting you down. And the thing is, Jerry, you know, I think people are getting to a stage now where we're coming to very near to the 21st of December 2012, that, you know, the area where people are wanting to know what's coming up for 2013, there is a lot of blockages coming in the way of things. You know, we are in Mercury in retrograde, communication on every level, not just technical stuff. We're talking about communication on a level of personal communication does falter. I know for myself, and being a Pisces, this can affect water signs quite a lot. And I know that for water signs, they have trouble connecting and communicating as much as pretty much like an Aries does as well. So many people on the water signs will be struggling with that. Obviously, you know, we've got all this activity going on. We've got the planets aligning you know, and also we've still got these amazing solar flares coming from the sun that normally die down at this time of the year.
But they're not
dying down. No. If we look, and it's actually tonight, I do believe that the sun faces with this immense solar flare that's facing us. So I'm expecting a high vibration of energy of people coming forward tonight, feeling quite worried about where their life's going.
Do you feel that? Even though we had this wonderful eclipse, although it was in the southern hemisphere, do you feel that also people might not be aware of just how much that can also affect their own, if you like, physical or spiritual energy at the moment? Because I've noticed that a lot of, not just sensitive people, but you've been saying about water signs, but as an air sign, because I'm a Gemini, it's hit me quite hard.
Yeah.
Have you found that actually across the board with people that you have been advising and guiding that it is actually across the board this, and it's not really leaving anybody alone at the moment?
No, it's not. And I think if we look at it and say, oh, has it been like this recently? I would say it's been like this for the last sort of 48 months. And the build-up to this has been incredible. I mean, how many times in the last year have you looked at a clock at the moment and it's showing double figures? This has been rapid. This is almost like showing signs of something that's a wake-up call, a change of what's going on within the psyche. Now, I'm on an area where I've asked many questions to spirit over the years, Jerry. And, you know, when we think about the magnetic shift pull, I'm a great believer in this magnetic shift, but not on the level of where major travesty is going to be around the world. Yes, we are getting that. We're feeling the effects of that. And do you know what? We're getting, at the moment, China's had a big dump of snow on it. We've got earthquakes still going off on a magnitude of 0.7, and I think that was in mid states in the week. We've got things going on out there still, but, you know, and these amazing storms that are coming across America and places like that that wouldn't normally be there at this time of the year. But what I want to say to you with people is that, you know, this does happen as well. You know, we're not saying that this is all to do with 2012. But what we are saying here is that when we think about the brain stems of columns of energy that run through our brain, and they are there. Scientifically, we know that.
Yeah.
What there is that these particles of energy, like static particles that run up and down these columns. Now, if we're getting a shift within the energy of this magnetic pole, what's going on out there in space, then it will shift the energy vibration of what goes on within our brain set. So we are becoming more open, and we are meant to be becoming more open, because we're picking up on energies of how other people feel. And this is becoming on a broader range all around the world. This has been happening for over the last sort of, I would say, over 10 years, really. This has started to make a digression of where people are becoming more and more open. And the thing is, Jerry, you know, it's got to a stage now where people are open up, because we're not looking at 2012 as being the big change. It just goes right the way through to around about 2016. So if we're looking over the next sort of 5 years, 4 to 5 years, this whole change is going to take that process, and you're going to see a lot of changes over the next 4 to 5 years. Complete changes within what's going on out there economically, changes that's going on out there to do with, not religion, but religion is with it where it creates war, and we're bringing a peace back into the world. Because, you know, when it comes to the energy of the way that I work, and I know that there's many of us that are spiritual, that I've always believed that, yes, I believe that there's these religions, and I know that there's these religions, but I've always believed that we are one as a whole. No matter who that God is, we are one as a whole. Now, I've done a past life regression years ago, Jerry, and they took me back to where I was a Cathar. not Kaffir, a Kaffir. And a Kaffir were a tribe of people that lived up in the mountains, and basically they had this same belief as what we did, and they were light workers, basically. They were people that had this belief that there was just one government of energy, of greater beings up there. There wasn't one big god. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there was like a management of greater beings up there that all looked over us over the same, in the same light. So, you know, I think it's about waking up to what we feel as in a religious type factor, and going back to the days of taking away this stress and what the other person's doing, and also looking that we have to save this planet. Because if we look at the changes that's going on this planet, they reckon in the next 4 or 5 years, the Earth, the way it's carrying on at the moment, will go up by a degree and a half, the waters of the ocean.
Yeah.
If that does, we're going to start to lose the crustaceans, and we're going to start to lose the reefs, and that is catastrophic, and it can go up by 1.5 degrees. It will kill off everything in the ocean. So we're starting to look now and say to ourselves, we've got to.
Do I start to build my boat now then?
Well, I think Jerry, it would be good to say that I would always be prepared for something.
I think what we need to be also looking at for all the people out there who are listening to the show tonight is also just to, I'd also like to focus on what people are feeling right at this moment, because with all this, as you say, not just with the stresses of life, of which at the moment there are huge, and in this year of ascension, when we're in a year 5, as you said, Grant, we are building up and building up to what people are feeling or thinking rather is going to be the big date on the 21st of December. But this, I feel, is really going to be about what individuals now need to be doing for themselves, and about getting themselves into the right sort of balance, getting themselves into the right space. And then once individuals have got themselves sorted, then collectively change can be made. But don't get me wrong, individuals can make big change. And we have seen, haven't we, Grant, through history,
absolutely,
how individuals can affect massive change on many different levels. So I want to throw this out to everybody's listening at the moment. How many of you out there, right this minute, are feeling that you've got a bit of a headache and you haven't had a headache for days, or you don't normally have headaches? This goes back to something Grant was saying a few minutes ago. About the brainstems. There is a lot of readjustment and realignment going on at the moment, and as Grant was saying, it's where people are being called to reattune, reevaluate, just go through and maybe re-examine their philosophy of life. But it's where now your higher selves are starting to be tapped into, and spirit are waiting for you to answer the call. The thing is, are you prepared to answer that call? I spoke to a lovely lady earlier on today who called me for a reading, and she just said, I don't know what's going on. I feel lost. All this stuff's happening to me. She said, and I keep getting these strange headaches. And I said, well, you're a light worker.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I've done a little bit of this and I've done a little bit of that. And I said, oh, yeah, but you see, Spirit are asking you now to take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to go up a level, and I'm sure, Grant, you're finding that as well. It's now
time.
It's either put up or shut up, basically.
Well, this is it, because, you know, I've always been a firm believer right the way through this, not including what's happening over the last year, that Spirit will guide us, and if we try to look for the answers, we're only blocking our own energy with trying to find the answers. This is a big shift, and let this shift happen now. You know, us psychics can guide you within the energy, take it on, and sometimes even with the prediction stuff, you know, don't look at it fully in the face. Note it down, put it away, look back at it and go, wow, that was incredible, because that was given at that time. But at the moment, you might well be lost within inside yourself, and you might be taking in the readings on the way, and you'll say to yourself, I just don't know, I just don't get that, or whatever. And that is totally understandable, because I've noticed over the last week especially, a lot of people are going, well, that does make sense, but I don't really feel that at the moment. Well, you're not going to feel that, because at the moment, like we're saying, the world the shift, the energy, is making us and putting us disjointed where we wouldn't normally focus into that area. So, you know, just remember to have that notepad and pens tonight and note down the bits and pieces that are being put forward to you by us tonight. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's big messages coming through here from the higher beings. And basically, they want you to say, look, things are fine. They will be great. You've just got to get through this patch. And you've got to also be doing it for yourself as well.
Now, we were talking, and I'm not going to obviously give anything away, Grant, but before the show, we were talking about where you're going, what you're going to be doing over the next few weeks, etc. And you were saying that there's something, a little project that you're going to be doing or undertaking shortly, whereby it's like your work, you're channeling in a different way, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that is also something that light workers are now being asked to look at, which is how to get the word out there, but maybe channeling in a slightly different way that makes it more, in quotes, user-friendly?
Absolutely. And this was something that was brought forward to me a long time ago when I had a reading from Robin, who was on my show the other week. He actually looked at my palm and said, Grant, you're going to upset a lot of people in the business. And I went, why am I going to upset a lot of people in the business? He said, because you're going to be doing things that is not the norm. And I went, what do you mean by that? He said, I see music in your palm. He said, but I see a grounded energy, a very genuine, down-to-earth guy that's going to put it out in a different way, and it wouldn't be right out there. Do you understand what I mean? Where people will go off the scale and go, you've been talking about spirit guides for years. You've been talking about, you know, guides. And no disrespect, but we're putting it out there in a way that people will go, that's too deep for me. I can't understand it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It goes to the scale where we go, we understand it. Of course we do. But people, Joe Bloggs, man on the street, woman on the street, goes out clubbing, goes out, you know, they're not listening because they go, I can't be bothered to listen to all.
Absolutely right, yeah.
So basically what it is, this was given to me a long time ago about doing, bringing my lyrics through, of my readings through songs. And making it more widespread to the energy of the audience. So, say for instance, you went and saw a demonstration of mediumship in a theatre. Basically, what I would do is bring through the energy of music and make it more like a cabaret show, where it's entertaining within the process, but also putting the message across, because mediumship will be done on stage. But it makes people feel more relaxed, because people do worry. People are worried about, but music brings that softness back in. Music always has put a message out there. You know, when we listen to a piece of music, it takes us back to a memory or something. So music within a reading and bringing that across in a soft approach and putting a message out there on a big scale will be fantastic. Now, like you said, this thing that's coming up, well, this is going to be, hopefully, I'm putting this forward again. This is the second time I've done it now. But I'm hoping to go to Britain's Got Talent. Well, I am going to Britain's Got Talent audition next weekend. And the thing is with it, Jerry, is that they love this the first time round. They love the idea of it. And I think that at that point, they knew that they had something good. But at that particular time, and I won't go into the reasons, it didn't work out. So they had to scrap everything. But the thing was with it, they are looking for a psychic act again. And this was put out, and this was brought forward to me, and now they've invited me back. Now, this is a reading for a different person.
Yep.
Than the first one before, and there's a high upbeat energy with it. Now, if we can make this work, I'm not doing this just for me. Yes, it will put me up there on a big scale. I'm doing this for all of us, because at the end of the day, it's about making people understand that we are genuine what we do, and we're down-to-earth people and normal people, and we're not all freaks. Do you understand what I mean? Because for many years, I have been quoted, oh, Grant, you're a bit freaky, and I've lost friends along the way through this.
Yeah, I know. You know, going that back. One. Yeah, I know.
So, absolutely. So you know where I've been, Jerry. So,
yeah.
You know, it can be scary for people. You know, there have been people that are listening to this show tonight that are very much into what we do, and they take it in by heart, and they know, because they've had that experience where they may have had a reading before, they're spiritual themselves, they've had that. There's a lot of people across this world that are very blinded to and don't look outside the box of what's going on within their spiritual contact. Now, they've all got that, but they lose touch of it. And if they find touch of it, then we can put that message across and hopefully bring us all as one together to bring this message forward, to bring a love forward, a peace within this world, and bring it back to how it was many years ago.
Absolutely, and that's what it's about, isn't it? It's to put that, we say, that tranquility back in, instead of all this jagged sharpness and all this, like, almost like razor wire energy that's been flying around the world for quite a while now. Grant, what I think we're going to do, my friend, I tell you what, guys, this guy, Mr. Collett, he's so full of knowledge, it's amazing. I could sit and just talk to him all night. But, Grant, we do have some people, obviously, that are queuing up for readings with your good self and with me. We're going to play our first piece of music first, though, and as soon as we've done that, we're then going to take our first call. I'm going to want to pick Grant's brains again a bit later on, so this man has got such a wealth of knowledge. But as you heard him say, watch out, because you might be seeing him on Britain's Got Talent very soon. And I, for one, am going to keep a watch out for that. So let's go straight into our first music track. This is one of my favourites, going back to the 70s. And this is by Mungo Jerry. Enjoy.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
The incredible Mr. Mike Davis. That's going to be a fabulous event, guys, for people here in the UK, 22nd, 23rd of February, in Neath. Go on to Facebook, go on to mikespirit.fm, the website. All the information will appear on there. It will be advertised frequently throughout all the shows that are on Mike Spirit FM during the week. And hopefully you'll come along and see everybody at that fabulous event. Now, just before that, we were listening to Mungo Jerry, and the lyrics of the song were quite apt and appropriate for what Grant and I were talking about before, which is, I've been thinking about my life, what's been wrong and what's been right now in a retrograde, which is the Mercury retrograde of this month. A lot of people will go through that, what's in their life, what has been wrong with it, what has been right with it. If you're going through that re-evaluation period at the moment and you just haven't got the answers to where you're going and what you're doing, give us a call. Grant and I are going to be taking calls, and in fact the first call is going to be, we're going to take very, very shortly. Pose us the question. Try not to maybe leave it too open, as in, well, just see what I want to just see what Spirit has to say for me. We are rapidly building up now to the end of 2012. This month, as far as for me, the way that I see it, is also a month where you can start to plan, particularly around material things, which is work, career, home, etc., etc. Not the emotional or spiritual so much, but this is more a material month. Next month is different. The way that Spirit channeled it for me, December is the emotional month. It's also a month of letting go in preparation for what comes in at the big kickstarting of 2013. And January, the first month of the year, is the month of the eagle, which is the month of emotional freedom. So that's why, as I said to you earlier on, guys, what I'd like you to do, when you come through for reading with me, look at your date of birth, give it the two numbers at the end, so you get all the figures up except for the 19 bits. We just want, say, 14, 11, 65. Add all those numbers together. You get two digits at the end. I will then give you a reading based on that Native American numerology that I work with, plus a Native American medicine power animal to help you through as well. And that's how I'm going to work for all you lovely people out there today. Now, as I said, we do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to ask the wonderful Mr. Grant Collier if he will take this first call. And this is the lovely Donna. So, Donna, are you there, my sweet? If you are, do come pop in and say hello. Donna, are you there? I know she's lurking out there somewhere. Have we lost Donna? Sounds like we have, unfortunately.
Donna, are you there? Hello.
Yeah. I'm not sure that she's hearing.
Can you hear me? Hello. Hey.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
okay. You know, I have had a reading with Jerry. My mind sometimes slips me. I have a little mental illness. But I just wanted to tell him that when I had my reading with him, the person that I wanted to come through came through, and then after we hung up, he gave me a name, and it was the person that had passed away that was on the other side that was communicating. So that was pretty fabulous.
I'm going to put you in the very capable hands of my brilliant guest, Mr. Grant Collier. Grant, take it away, my friend.
Oh, hello, Donna. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Grant. Hi.
Hiya, darling. Now, it's funny you should mention that there's a guy in spirit there, because that's what I've got forward here within the energy of a man. Very, very, very... strong man, strong energy in life, you know, but there was this feeling within the energy here that he would have gone down quite a bit within himself, within energy, towards the end. Do you understand this?
That what, Grant? Toward the end?
Towards the end, he would have lost that energy, and there would have been quite a bit of a weight loss. Do you understand this?
Oh, incredibly, yeah.
Yeah, because this man here is almost feeling like he's a father figure, but it felt like I'm going above him. He's your father figure, okay. But can you understand where your father was very, very much on the energy where he felt like sometimes he wasn't around you all the time, and he felt like he wanted to give you more attention than he could do? Does that make sense to you?
Well, growing up, it was like that, I think. Yeah, I didn't get much attention at all.
He was a busy man, but I think that this man worked himself very hard to give and support the family as much as possible. Do you understand that?
Yes, he had 8 children, yes.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this is a hard-working man, because it's almost like he's got his shirt sleeves rolled up here and he was going in for action. So this is a man that worked very, very hard, worked physically, and I know for him that when he was coming towards the end of his life, he didn't want to give up. Do you know what I mean? He would still keep going within the energy of wanting to work. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was a doer. I like doers, and he was a doer. And he's laughing in my ear here. And he's almost saying to me here that... thank you. He's just said in my ear, blimey, I can't believe he said that I'm talking to my daughter. That's what he just said in my ear. But he's joking, he's laughing. Could you ever understand at a time of his life that he had a moustache?
Yes.
Because he's got a moustache here, but I take it off him. Do you understand what I mean? So it's on him, but then it disappears. So I feel like he didn't have it all the way through his life. Do you understand that?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, and I've also got the feeling here that September would have been a very, very strong month for him, with the energy of either a birthday or a passing date or an anniversary. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, what he wants to let you know is here at the moment that where we've been talking about this energy of things not going right or things not going on an energy where you would like them to be at the moment, I actually feel what I got with it is almost like you're going through that transitional stage. Now, I'm looking around you, Don, and it almost feels to me I've got things that are cluttered that need clearing out. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not literally like you've got boxes there, but you know where you feel like you need to refresh, revamp, because this is where we got this stale energy all around you. And Dad's saying to me, we need to get rid of some of this stuff. We need to refresh the energy, like feng shui, the whole of the inside of the property. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's also been saying to me that you saw him either in the kitchen or where you do your cooking. You either saw him or you felt his presence around you. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I see the spirits too. I see them. Yeah.
He said you saw him when you was doing cooking. And there's this energy of when you were cooking something by the cooker or the stove or whatever it is, that you saw the energy of him in a dark sort of shadow form. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And he says to me here that he visits you nearly every week in your dreams. He comes to you in your dreams, and he says that he wants, I don't know why he was giving you a horseshoe here. Now, the horseshoe is symbolic, because it normally means luck, as we know. But I feel like you're going through a lucky transitional stage at the moment. Do you understand?
Oh, wow. I'm going to Vegas with my brothers and sisters.
So you it was almost like a luck trip. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
So it was brought forward to you, and I feel like I've got the horseshoe. So remember, when you get to Vegas, play the one-armed bandits.
Is that the slot machine?
Yeah, put a slot machine in a one-armed bandit. You know where you pull the machine? I'm not saying put loads of money in there, but just remember that, you know, remember I said it, okay? Because there's a feeling here where I want to put the lucky horseshoe here. It's golden. He's showing it to me. And he's also saying to me here, who is Sarah?
I don't know a Sarah. Yeah.
Hold up a minute. It's Jamie Sarah May. Have you had a reading from Sarah May?
No. I don't think so. Sarah.
You know Sarah May on
Yes, I have. That's right. She's the one with the lovely voice. Yes.
That's it. And did she bring him through as well?
Yes.
Because he's saying to me here that he's come through a Sarah, or he's been through with a Sarah. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She was lovely. Yes.
And who's Tommy?
Tommy.
Thomas? Tommy? Tom. She's given it to me. But it feels like I want to go above him a couple of times. So look into your family tree, and I feel like I've got this Tom going above, two generations above him. So it could be a great, great, great grandfather.
Oh, you know, it could be, but I wouldn't know since I don't know too much of the family history, you know. So
don't worry about them. And have you got a boy, a son?
No, but I had a miscarriage, and it was a boy.
Right, okay, because I feel that he's talking about the son, and the son's okay. And I thought he meant that you knew about the son, and he's got the energy here of the boy and saying that he's fine. And I've got really, really large freckles on the boy's face. Do you understand this? So who else had the
freckles on the boy? I don't know.
Right, he's got freckles here in spirit. So somebody else may have had the freckles when they were younger, but it's almost like it's been brought in through the genes. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh yeah, the Irish. Yes.
Right, okay, that would make total sense to me. That's probably where the Tommy links in, because that sounds quite an Irish name, doesn't it? There's an Irish linky there. But I've got to say to you, at the moment, he's talking about enjoying what's coming up. I feel that you're a happy-go-lucky person. Have you just recently, he's talking about recently, disconnected within a relationship?
Yes.
Right. Now, what I mean by it is I have contact there, or I have his energy around, but I feel that something's not quite finished yet. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Right, so what I'm saying to you, if you haven't had it yet, remember that it will come in, because this energy hasn't finished yet. And I know within your heart that it makes me feel like there was something around the energy where it wasn't down to you pulling away, it was actually down to him pulling away. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right, because what he's trying to give me here is, remember, the chapter of this book hasn't finished. It's still there. That relationship still needs to be talked about, or needs communication to find out where you stand with it. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. That's been bothering me. Yeah. Yeah, over a misunderstanding. And I wrote two letters and I still haven't heard. And it was something I didn't do.
And basically, there is a misunderstanding here. There's something that's got to be cleared up. And this is what they're saying. The end of the chapter hasn't finished yet. So remember this. I'm going to leave your dad's love with you. I'm going to pass this over to Jerry and see what he gets, okay?
Thank you.
Dad wants you to know also that there's a female to the side of him. His mum in spirit as well.
Yes, she is.
She's there, my darling, because I've just got her energy coming in. But I'll be going too long with this. So I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to leave mum's energy's love there and dad's, okay? And I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Jerry Humphries.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Grant, thank you. That was absolutely fabulous. Donna, my sweet, can I first of all ask what your date of birth is?
4/22/54, so it's a 17.
17. Oh, excellent. Okay. What is coming up around you is also you've got some unspoken words with somebody that you need to be releasing, because I feel that you've got some bottled up emotion at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And also, because this is the energy of the mountain lion, this is the animal of leadership. And the mountain lion is also saying to you that it's now time to stand your ground with someone, and also not to be so giving all the time. Now, that's not being uncharitable. It's just I feel that you give out in so many different directions. You're like a... You just splinter yourself all over the place. And I feel that this is where you now need to stop. Spirit saying you've got to stop doing this. And I feel that this is where now you've also got to look at what fun is missing from life. How are you going to put the fun back in?
That's true.
Yeah. So mountain lion, which is a lovely medicine animal, this is... one of your we all have a totem of nine medicine animals that look after us. This is the energy which is in front of you at the moment. So for the rest of this week, or maybe even for the rest of this month, if you have a problem where you feel your voice isn't being heard, or you need to speak to somebody and make sure that they take on board what you say, ask the mountain lion to be present before you have that conversation.
okay.
You'll find it changes the energies and the vibrations a lot.
Okay.
Oh, that's got you thinking. I just felt a very sudden. What of all those thoughts your brain is not? When, I tell you what, Donna, when your brain gets going, it whizzes at about 9,000 miles an hour. Why has it got you thinking so much? Why has it got you thinking so much?
Well, just then I was thinking about the mountain lion, and I think that's good because a lot of times I feel very alone in life, but the spirits are coming forth, and I'm seeing them. And I wanted to know, do you feel that I will marry one day?
Not only do I feel that you will marry one day, I feel that there is a proposal that I feel is going to be given to you within the next 12 months.
Oh, now, wow.
Aha. Now, I also feel that this is somebody who is not totally unfamiliar to you. And the reason why I say that is I've got a very strong feeling of a karmic link coming in here. And this is where this is a person who you will have shared at least one past life with, possibly more than one. Now, the first thing that's going to go into your head is, who is this? What do they look like? How am I going to recognize them? Because that's the natural human reaction. All I'm going to say to you is, you won't know them by your human eyes. You will know them by what you feel. And that bubbly feeling in your solar plexus that comes in, as in, why do I feel I know you? I've met you somewhere before. That's the connection. It's within 12 months.
Oh, yeah, I've had those connections before.
Right. My guide says this is somebody from out of state.
Oh. Oh, my.
So,
I was thinking, my friend invited me to go to Thailand for 6 weeks, you know, just gallivanting around, you know, with her, and then heading over to Vietnam. And so I'm, you know, counting on winning. You know, I'm having this big winning coming in so I can go. And do you see this trip happening?
Is tomorrow Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
You're thinking too much again. This is where, and I'm going to have a chat with Grant about this a little bit later, something called inspired action, which is how we manifest things using the right sort of energy. You have got to trust now that if you are meant to go, which I feel that you are, whatever resources you need to complete your journey, you will have. But this is where it's not taking it for granted. We don't do that. But this is where you trust the universe, you trust spirit, and you keep saying, this is what I want, and I'm going to cosmic order this, I'm bringing this in. You'll be going on your trip, but you're the one that's going to make it happen. So
yeah.
You're going to have to put some energy out there, my sweet. Anyway, look, we're going to have to leave it there, Donna. I hope there's been some help for you.
Yeah, very much. Thanks a lot, Jerry. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Remember that you can listen to the podcast. Go to Mike Spirit FM or Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the show again. If anything that either Grant has given you or I've given you that you want to just re-listen to, always listen to the podcast. Donna, bless you, and thank you ever so much for being on Soul Purpose.
Definitely, and bless you too. Thank you very much.
Take care. Goodbye. God bless. What a lovely lady. Now, moving swiftly on, we have a Skype caller coming in. And I believe if I can read properly, I tell you what, I must get these glasses changed. I'm seeing things in triplicate. Am I looking for somebody called Trond on Skype? Is that correct? It's gone silent again. It's all gone very quiet.
I think you're right, Jerry. I think we've got a Trond on the line. Trond, are you there?
Speak to us, Trond. It's all. I tell you what, just while we're trying to get the, I'm sure that Mr. P is rapidly pushing all the right buttons and trying to establish the connection. Whilst we're just waiting for that to come up, Grant, I was just saying to Donna about working with inspired action, using this law of attraction or cosmic ordering. Have you experienced that in anything in your life, and have you found that it actually works for you?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's about positive mental attitude. You know, I'm a great believer in PMI, in being empowered. I think if you go through life thinking you're not going to get anything, then you won't get anything. If you want something in life and you really want it badly, you put that energy out there, and if you feel it, and if you feel like it deep down inside, and you keep getting that energy back, it will come to you. Now, it may not be that it comes to you straight away, but it does come to you. And I've learned this through many times, you know. You know, especially with the TV stuff. I knew for me one day that I would be on TV. A lot of people went, Grant, it's a pipe dream. You'll never be on TV. You'll never go anywhere with what you do within a gift. It's very much that you're going to be doing the private readings, whatever. And I said, look, I don't care what you say, guys. I'm feeling it. I know it. And do you know what? I think it's not once, twice. It's the whole area of everything, Jerry, that when you want it or feel it and you know that somewhere you're going to break big, you will get there. I mean, I'm sure there's many of us that are where we are now within our work, and many other people within their lines of work that would have known and foreseen and would have gone and pushed that energy. But in a way that you know it, but you can't beat yourself up about it every day of the week. You've got to let this come naturally. You've got to say to yourself, do you know what? I feel it. It doesn't matter what other people think, however people may come across and go, well, that never happened. You've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to keep positive within that. Because if you don't stay positive within it, then the energy of yourself, of what you're putting out, and not literally putting out, I mean, on a thought pattern within yourself, and a subconscious thought, not even when you're actually feeling like you're cosmic ordering as such, just through that positivity of life going, do you know what? I am going to achieve something in this life. I am going to get what I desire. And that's basically what I've found that I've dealt with within the energy of wanting it and it coming forward. I think it's important to have that positive energy there all the time.
Yeah, I quite agree. Absolutely. And very similarly to you, I also, I knew about myself being on TV. And I remember seeing this show on a Sky TV channel here in the UK. I'm the standing pointing at the television saying I'm going to be on there, and being looked at as if I'd just suddenly grown three heads.
Yeah.
And I said, but I know I'm going to be on there.
Yeah.
12 months later, it was like, wow, you know, and then haven't looked back since. And I've met fabulous people like yourself as well, which has been a bonus. So, you know, but guys, what we're saying here is that when you use this inspired action, when you go with what you feel more than with what you think, but don't forget, yes, your head and heart, you've got the logic, you've got the empathy, you've got that spiritual side, you've got the human side, as I call it. When those two things are working together, when you have those in synchronicity, actually there's nothing that you can't achieve. And as we were saying to Donna, you know, she's worrying about going on the trip. It's, you will go on the trip, but you have got to manifest this into reality, because you can do that. We are all spiritual beings. We have, as Grant was saying earlier, we have this universal consciousness that we all tap into. Whatever your faith is, whatever your belief system is, we come from the one source. There will be one source at the end of all this. And that's what we all tap into. And that is why your vibrations are being raised at the moment. That is why things may not be going quite right this month. As we said earlier on, the Mercury retrograde, the new moon that we've just experienced, the solar eclipse that's just happened. There's a lot happening this year, but it is, if you like, the universe's way of saying to all you guys out there, it's time to step up. Whatever that means to you, and that's why we will help to guide you through with our readings on Soul Purpose today, try to guide you through the specific areas that you want to focus on. Anyway, we're going to go to our next piece of music, and then I'm going to take some more calls. Now, this next track is is by a guy who actually won the X Factor here in the UK 2 years ago. Sadly, I don't think we've really heard much of him since. If you ever get a chance to go onto YouTube and listen to his live performance when he sang on the X Factor the first time ever I saw your face, it absolutely mind-blowing. I challenge anybody not to feel tingles down their spine as they listen to it. But this is the first single that he released. It is the amazing Mr. Matt Cardle, and the track is called When We Collide. Some very poignant words in that. I was just self-reflecting as well at the moment. When We Collide, absolutely fabulous. As I said, if you ever get a chance to watch and listen on YouTube to the live performance that he gave of the first time ever I saw your face, as I said, it will absolutely blow you away. I listened to it a couple of times actually last night. And it's the sensitivity in his voice. It's not just how It is how he presented it. But if you actually listen to it with your eyes shut, see what it brings, see what images or what you pick up with it, because as I said, it absolutely blew me away when I listened to it again last night. Grant and I are sitting here chatting, but this show obviously is all about you guys out there listening, and I do believe that we do have another caller on the line, and I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers, because the technology tonight is, we've got gremlins in the works. I'm hoping that area code 585 is with us. Area code 585, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm crossing my fingers again. Oh, wonderful and lovely. Can I have your name and whereabouts you're calling from?
I'm Pam, and I'm calling from Rochester, New York.
Hello, Pam. Now, I would like to pass you over to the very capable Mr. Grant Collier, who's going to... he'll start a reading off for you. And perhaps, Grant, if this is okay with you, maybe we can share again like we did with Donna.
Absolutely. I love the way that you're working as well, because you're going into the more around the area. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but you will go with the flow, Jerry. You know how it goes. It's working amazingly. Pam, can you hear me okay, darling?
Yes, I can. I want to know if you could help me is to get my sister's spirit, if possible. It was her birthday yesterday.
Wow,
And I miss her so much.
Okay, darling. Right. It's funny you should mention that, because the first thing, and I thought they were showing me you. Did your sister have fair hair, darling?
Yes.
Did she have fair hair? Okay. So
yes.
I've got this fair-haired woman with me, and I thought they were showing me you. But can you understand that within the energy of where she... Because the first thing that she brought up was the energy about work. Okay, and I don't know if this was something that she was doing at the time when she fell ill and she was progressing within her work, or there was an energy here where she felt that she was doing really well in the stage of her life before she'd come away. But there's this feeling either it was her or she's talking about you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do, yes.
Right, so this is, I feel, more to do with her, though. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Now, did she have short blonde hair? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It's almost like it's bobbed, or, you know, it comes just down below the ear. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. She always wore her hair like that.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, darling, she's just such a lovely energy. Chatty, outgoing. She makes me laugh. She makes me feel like I'm, you know, this is how she was in life. This is how she's no different within the energy of the spirit world, okay? She says she's very much like you. So you were almost like two peas in a pod. Do you understand this?
Yes, we're very close, yes.
But she says to me here that you've lost your vibe. You've lost the way that you were. And she wants to bring that back. Do you understand this? Okay?
Yes.
And she also gives me the feeling that she's sending love over to two children this side. Now, I don't know if they're physically hers, but they could be yours. But do you understand where the two children are?
I have two, and she has four.
Right, okay, so she's sending love over to your two then. So that makes total sense. Is there one of each there, my darling? Girl and boy?
No, I have two boys.
Okay, so can you understand where one would be more of a dominant energy and one's really angelic and really sort of a mummy's boy? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Right, because sometimes when they show the energy, sometimes it can feel like a female energy and a very dominant male energy. Do you understand what I mean? But I'm picking up on the two there. She's sending love over to them, okay? Who would Chris be? Who's
what?
Chris? Chris?
Chris.
Okay.
Hmm,
okay, she's taking me back to the energy of around her life, okay? And she's saying... Do you remember Chris, or something about the energy going right the way back? And this is a short for Christine, or Christina, or Christine. I'm still getting it. So there's a Christine.
We have. The only name, but she doesn't know him, is my great nephew, Christian, but she never met him.
Okay, that's
passed
that
away.
Maybe? It could be, but I don't get that. It feels like I'm taking you back to sort of childhood. Or around teenage times, when there would have been this Christine. Do you understand who that might be? If you can't, think about it.
I don't really know.
I'm just going to let you know that Christine's
okay.
over with. Christine's over with her, so she actually passed away as well. So I've got the energy of this Christine over with her. Now, can you understand with your sister that I get a Cancer energy? Because I feel like I'm very, very drawn down within the energy here. Like I feel sick. Do you understand this?
Yes, she had Cancer.
Yeah, and I feel that what I've got here is something travelling here. So I've got Cancer that travelled. Do you understand what I mean?
No, what do you mean by that?
Right, it feels like I've got, like, not one tumour, but I feel like I've got tumours in different areas of the body. Does that make
sense
to you?
I'll explain the cancer she had. I forgot the name of it. It grows on your whole body in the veins, okay? It started in her foot. It went all the way up to her foot and into her arms and go across her chest and then to her right arm. And by the time I got down to the right foot, they said she would be alive for 3 weeks, and she died 3 weeks to that day.
Right. Can you understand also that she was complaining around her head as well at the time?
Yes.
Was she getting pains up the neck and into the back of her head?
Yes. She had pains everywhere. She had so much pain.
Yeah.
They gave her Ativan. They gave her... We put her in a hospice house. And they gave her Ativan because she was getting so anxious.
Okay. And would you understand that there was a time just before where she was so under, like, they was giving her a lot of drugs that she wasn't completely with us, or she, you would have been times when you wouldn't have been able to communicate with her. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
And she's saying to me that she heard you and she knew what you were saying before she passed. Do you understand that? You must have been around her just before she passed or the day before. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I was there the day she closed her eyes, too. Yeah, I was there when she passed away, yeah.
Bless your heart, my darling. She's saying that she heard you. She also wants to thank you for the yellow flowers. Do you remember the yellow flowers?
We loved carnations. She liked yellow and I liked purple.
Oh, bless your heart. She's thanking you for the yellow flowers. And she wants you to know that also that April is very important to her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and now this is something where she's around more within her energy, but she is around all the time. She also wants you to know here that there's something here within the energy of your... Now, I don't want to worry you. This ain't about your eye, so I don't know if you need to check your glasses or you need to have glasses or there's a feeling like an eye is weak. Does that make sense?
Well, I do wear glasses most of the time.
Right. Can you check the lens in your glass? Is one eye stronger than the other?
I don't know. I'll just have him check to see.
Bless your heart. Well, she's looking here, and it almost feels like I want to strengthen one lens more than the other one, okay? But she's a lovely lady, and I tell you what, she was a woman that pretty much knew where she was going in life. She was quite an independent person. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this woman, I don't know, whatever it was within her work, I almost get the feeling I wanted to put like a suit on her, like a jacket, and very well presented. Do you understand this?
She was a baker.
Wow. But can you understand where she went out? She always looked very smart.
Actually, no, she would wear... She was a tomboy, really, the way she dressed.
Right,
she would wear
now,
jeans, and she would wear a T-shirt. She would very rarely dress up.
Wow, she's dressed right up to the nines here.
I mean, for her wedding, yeah. I was shocked when I saw her in her dress for her wedding, you know, but then she wore cowboy boots underneath it.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing here. She's wearing a most beautiful grey sort of jacket skirt, okay? And she almost looks to me like she's saying, oh, I'm really sort of, you know, living the finer life here in spirit. She wants you to also know about John. Or something about John. Do you understand who John is?
Her husband.
Okay. She's letting you know that she's around John. And John has never got over the energy of her coming away. And she wants him to move on. She wants him to be happy again. And she wants him
is she aware, I mean, what's going on with him?
Right.
He married a woman that's very nasty. And she kicked 3 of Debbie's kids out of the house.
Right. There's
and only one is living there.
Right. She wants you to know that he's still not happy. She wants him to move on and be happy properly. Now, would you understand when this marriage come in, that this marriage come in on a whim? Does that make sense to you?
Well, see, I don't exactly know when he started seeing her. They've been married for a few years.
Right.
See, she has a daughter.
You know,
Marianne has a daughter, and John more or less thinks of her daughter as his, and so he puts Brianna first before his own kids.
Can you understand where he needs to get that damn car out of the way? Or that damn car, he needs to get rid of it. There's something about the old car that's almost feel like it's sitting there rotting away. And it's like, I don't know if this is a memory back, but
it's her son's car.
All right. It's almost like he needs to get that damn car, she's going, away.
Well, he's got a truck, and he has a truck, so I don't know what he's going to do with that car. I have no clue.
Okay, she's just letting you know. Is Mum in spirit as well?
Yes, my mom and dad, too.
Because she just said Mum's here. She was saying Mum's here. So
I know somebody else. I had a reading by Nick, and he said my father was nowhere near my mom in spirit.
Right. Oh, I'm getting her and your mum. I'm not getting your dad, that's for certain. So I totally get that with what Nick was getting. I'm not getting that.
Can I ask you a question? What does that mean, then, if his spirit's not around my mom and sister?
Right.
What exactly could that mean?
Sometimes it can mean a couple of things. Did mum and dad's passing have quite a distance between them? Was there like a big gap between their passing?
Yes. She died 1979, and he passed away 1990-something.
Wow. Then we've got a big, big thing. Doesn't mean to say that they won't connect, but sometimes the energies need to be brought together. And if Jerry can just give me a couple of minutes, if you don't mind this, Jerry, I'm going to bring their energy together now for you in spirit. And this is what a medium's job is as well. Okay, so I'm going to bring his energy forward and bring the energy of your father to your mother and your sister, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. Okay, was your dad quite short, my darling? Was he quite a short guy?
No, he's taller. He's about 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", somewhere around there.
I've got a very short man coming in behind us, so this could well be our own father. Just bear with me. And I feel like I've got a man here that will be receding in the hairline. Do you understand this?
My father was receding hairline, yeah.
Right, okay, so I'm just looking at the short man stepping forward, so I'm bringing the energy of him in, okay? He also wants to give me the name of a male that begins with an A name. Now, I'm not picking much up on the energy, but who would have been the Al, the Alan? Alec, who's that?
Oh, my God, Al, Uncle Al, my Aunt Gloria's husband. He just passed away 2 years ago.
Okay, and I've
His
got
name
the
was
energy.
Alden.
I've got
His
the energy
name was Alden.
Of him. I've got the energy of him coming in as well. And he's now taking your mother's hand, and he's now leading her away from your sister at the moment. Don't worry, she's not coming away from your sister, but he's drawing the energy and taking her to your father, okay? I'm going to ask you this as well. When Dad passed, was there an energy around something that he felt guilty about?
Well, he did a lot of not too nice things to me, my sister, and my mom.
Thank you, because this is the reason why he's not stepping forward. So, obviously, spirit. When we go to spirit, we change within the energy, darling, okay? What we've done on the earth plane is due to a malfunction within the brain, like a faulty engine of a car, and makes us act the way that we are. When we go to spirit, that energy completely is full of love. Now, your dad feels that guilt within the energy of spirit, and this is why he hasn't been able to connect with your sister and your mother on that energy plane. Do you understand what I mean? So now
yes,
the process is happening. Now, it's going to be a lengthy process, so I can't go too deep with this, darling, because otherwise I'll be here for another hour. But I know your Uncle Al has now taken into the energy. So next time you come in for a reading, hopefully we can bring your father forward and bring them around the energy of your mum and your sister. Okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Jerry and just see if he's got anything else quickly for you to pick, that he's going to pick up for you. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Pamela, can I just ask what your date of birth is?
July 1st, 1957.
Right, excellent. Okay, that's 8:15. Right. I'd like to give you a medicine animal, one of which is the mouse. There are 9 medicine animals around you, as you may have heard me saying to Donna earlier, but your predominant one at the moment is the little mouse, which is the animal of scrutiny. Now, what this is saying to you, my sweet, is that sometimes you are overanalyzing situations, and I'm going to be quite honest, I feel that sometimes you could make a mountain out of half a molehill. Would you agree with
that? That's exactly true. That's exactly true.
Right. But where things, where things are happening at the moment, lovely, this is where, yes, you will have the ability, as the mouse does, to spot things that other people miss. This is a time when I feel you have got to stop looking so hard. You've got to stop trying to do things so quickly. Just try and release this, either the desperation or the anxiety. The reason why, and this is just my belief here, Grant was able to make that fabulous link for you from Spirit, but it took a lot of energy to do that. And partly the reason why is because I feel that you haven't healed properly, or you haven't grieved properly, and there's been a little bit of an emotional block there. But blessing, you see, Grant, and I know him, when he's like a dog with a bone, you see. When he gets his teeth into something, he will not let it go. And he was determined to bring that energy through. But I also can say to you, Pam, that that actually took a lot of Grant's energy to enable that to happen, my sweet. But this is where now you have got to realize that you have got all these wonderful life experiences to come at your fingertips. Other people around you are going to have to make their own decisions. You cannot heal the world until you have healed yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. I'm going to just leave you then with Spirit's love and blessings, and thank you ever so much for being a part of Soul Purpose. Remember, you can listen back on the podcast to what Grant has given you as well. So, Pam, thank you very much, and bless you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. God bless.
Bless you.
My goodness me, what a lovely lady. And a fabulous link. You see, guys, this is how you can hear, this is how Grant works. When he is tuning in, when he has that link with Spirit, because of his purpose and intention for doing the work, he will bring those energies through for you. There used to be an old rule of thumb, which was like, in mediumship, there's never any guarantees. You know, if Spirit want to talk to you, they will. If they don't, they won't. And it can be as simple as that. But when there's a need for it to happen, and when you have that need that needs to be fulfilled, then somebody like Grant, you see, will bring that energy through for you. But remember, guys, this is where you have to trust Spirit. It's not us. It's not me, Jerry. It's not Grant, as in Grant the person. And I don't wish to sound like this is a platitude, but or just like a psychic's get-out clause, because it's not. But we are just the channels. That's it. But yes, we have to fine-tune ourselves in order to be able to channel through the words of Spirit for all you lovely people out there. But we will keep doing it, and we will keep doing it, and we will keep doing it. This is our purpose. But we would like you to be a part of it. It could be your purpose. You too could be sitting there channeling the words of Spirit, either through writing, music. Maybe some of you out there paint or draw. Lots of wonderful skills I feel that are coming through. Okay, we're going to move on. We've got another caller. Just before we go to the next caller, I've just noticed that some friends from Perth in Australia have just appeared. So, hi guys, if you're listening, big welcome to you. Nice to see you on. We do have another caller set on the line, which is area code 314. So area code 314, I hope you're there. Can you hear me? If so, do come in and say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good evening. What's a lovely voice. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Missy from Missouri.
So I didn't quite catch your name, my sweet. Say again.
Missy
from Missouri.
Yeah. I was wondering, If you could connect me with my loved ones that passed away, and when you saw me getting into a relationship.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'd like to know what your date of birth is.
3690. Yes.
Okay. 1518. Okay, that makes you... Right. First and foremost, what I want to say to you is that you're very much a thinking person. In fact, your brain works even when you're asleep. And I feel that at the moment that you're thinking far too much. Now, I'm going to take the second part of your question first, which is when do we see you being in a relationship?
Yeah.
And because of the energy of your date of birth and how I've just been shown it by my guides, first and foremost, you've got to stop worrying about it. Secondly, I feel that there is still a past hurt that hasn't healed. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I also feel that you have been either thinking of someone from your past recently or have been wondering if there's going to be some sort of reconciliation. Make sense?
Yeah.
Now, have you been listening to the show since we started?
Have I called before?
No, have you been listening to tonight's show since we started?
I've listened the whole time.
Right, wonderful. So as you've heard, my love, what we are experiencing at the moment is this wonderful planet Mercury, the planet of communication, which is in retrograde until the 26th of this month.
Yeah.
This is make the time, decisions. My sweet, when it is this is one of the times when, and particularly in this November retrograde, when people from the past can step back in. I feel at the moment that there is definitely, I'm going to say with you, unfinished business. And my hands are now absolutely on fire. So there's a healing needing to be happening here, which will take place, and then you will move on. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now,
I agree. Right.
That's wonderful. Now, this is where, though, as with everybody, you're going to have a choice to make. Because one of the other energies around your date of birth, you've got the butterfly, which is around you. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one I was just looking at? 18 with you. Okay. You also have the lynx. Now, the lynx is known as the keeper of secrets. It says that you're a very confidential person. It says to me that you're a person that emotionally you play your cards very tight sometimes and you don't let your feelings out. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
What it's also saying is that you've now got to start to be or enable yourself to confide in people or in one particular person, because I also feel that there is, it's like almost like an unrequited love that wasn't fulfilled. Once that has been released, then I can see you moving on. Now, this year with you, and by the end of December in particular, because December is quite an emotional month, around you at the end of December, I am being shown an emotional gift coming in. So somebody actually wants to tell you how they feel about you. And it may just take your breath away a little bit, because it might be a little bit unexpected. Because the person that this comes from is already in your life circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who's already around you. So this is not somebody new. And I also feel that this happens right at the tail end of December. It's literally you're stepping from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, which is obviously January the 1st, 2013. It's as we cross over that time barrier, that is when this emotional gift is given to you. And it will make you feel as if you've just won the state lottery. That's
wow.
What I'm... Go on.
That's something to look forward to.
Pardon?
That's something to look forward to.
It will be, but at the same time, Missy, I really want to encourage you to let your heart come out and have some fun. I feel, and I'm sure you understand this, it's allowing a relationship to grow, obviously you know this, it will be built on a solid foundation of friendship first, but go with your feelings. I say this a lot because it is so, so relevant. If something feels right, it's because it is. If something doesn't feel right, it's because it isn't. And it's the same with connecting with people. If the person feels right, it's because they are. If they don't feel right or doesn't feel right to you, it's because they're not. So trust your intuition. When this emotional gift comes to you from the person that's already around you, somebody who's been, I feel just sort of like itching and almost bursting to want to be able to say something, but they haven't been able to, perhaps because they've been a little bit shy. My guide just said to me, the one thing that will help you to know who this is they've got very striking eyes. But I feel they might also wear glasses, you know, spectacles, glasses. They might wear these, but not all the time. But you will notice their eyes. And you know the old saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul. You will see right into this person, and they will literally blow your socks off, if you wear socks, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that should be interesting.
Now, all this information is coming through, obviously, my spirit guides, in quotes. But I also have a link with somebody here. I'm also getting, not just because I talk a lot, but I do, but I've got a very dry throat. Somebody in spirit is coming through who's a bit croaky, so they would have been very much having this sort of croaky voice before they passed. Does that make any sense to you straight away?
Maybe.
Right. And I feel that this person went quite quickly at the end. I'm not saying this was like a cancer in the throat, but they definitely had a croaky voice. They also had a bit of a cough. It was,
that's
right,
who I was,
okay.
He had cancer.
Excellent. Now, as this energy is getting closer to me, I don't know whether this is you, but have you had a bad back recently or backache? Who's had backache?
No, but he probably did.
Right, because I've also got this real aching, it's going right low down my spine.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, and what this lovely person is saying to you is, I'm here. Why don't you listen? And I'm sure this is somebody who's in the family around you who you're very close to. Okay, now, see, I work very differently from the lovely Grant here, but who's Simon or Cy? Why do I hear this name with you?
I don't know any Simons.
Not around you at this moment? You don't have that link?
No.
Can you hold on to the name, my lovely, because when my guides give me names, it's for a reason. So can I ask you just to hold the name?
The name Simon?
Put it in a... Yeah, just file it away somewhere. That name's
okay,
got to be relevant. Now, it could, of course, be linking to the person who's coming in December.
Oh, my goodness. That should be interesting.
Just hold the name. Just hold the name.
Okay.
Is this your granddad I've got here with me?
This is my uncle, I think.
This is your uncle. I've also got a grandfather linking here. I've also got somebody who seemed to have a link with the same similar Native American energy that I work with, or somebody who was very much into that history or that culture. Can you understand that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Actually, what they're showing me now is a war bonnet. So it's somebody who was very much into that culture or into the history of it. I'll ask them just to step aside. But your uncle is he's saying to me, listen to me, I'm here. Who's overdue at the dentist? And it's not me. Somebody needs to be going to have a filling. Somebody around you needs to have a filling check. I've got loose filling in the bottom tooth. Loose filling.
Might be me, I'm not sure.
Right, well, you need to watch out for this, because I said, you know, particularly during this retrograde, all sorts of weird things are being thrown up.
Yeah.
Have you not had a little bit of toothache?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Right, well, I'm pretty sure this is with you, because I feel you've got sensitive teeth.
Yeah, you've
got sensitive teeth.
Yes.
Yes? Okay, right, wonderful. A little bit of validation, maybe. Now, All right, okay. Did you have a bit of a struggle when you were at school?
Do I have a struggle right now
did
at school?
Did you have a struggle with studies? Were you just a little bit sort of like, oh, I could take it or leave it?
I think this might be about my little brother right now.
Oh, it's your little brother. Right, I've got this feeling, because there's so much, this information's coming through fast, I've got to ask them to slow down a little bit. So your little brother's having a problem concentrating on studies right now?
Yeah.
Right. What your uncle is saying is, you know how headstrong he is, leave him be, he's got to sort it out himself.
Yeah.
That's
true.
If you try and make him do something, he's just going to turn around and say, no, I won't do it.
Yeah.
I also feel he might have been skipping class somewhere too.
My little brother?
Yeah.
Or me?
No, your little brother.
He missed his class for hockey.
Right, okay. The thing with your... Okay, thank you. Your uncle says that with this young soul, this your little brother, his mind works so fast, he has a problem getting all the information out, and he gets frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm hearing loud music. Does he like to turn the volume up and really play the...
Yes.
Right. You see, he's able to lose himself in the music. And I feel that he's also very creative. Your uncle's saying he's a very creative soul, and that later on in life, his creativity will come to the forefront, and he's going to surprise a few people.
Yeah, that's what I feel like too.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to have to keep this a little bit short too, because we've also got other callers waiting to come in here. Was there anything more specific that you wanted for me to look at? Thank you, Spirit.
I was wondering, my friend passed away. Hello?
Okay. I'm going to ask Grant to come in here as well and link in with you just very quickly. Yeah, Grant, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Hello, Missy. How are you?
Good. How are you? My friend passed away, and that's who I really wanted to connect with.
Okay. Well, I will tell you what I got coming in while Jerry was speaking, and I'll see if this is what the link I'm getting. Because I've got a female energy. Now, to me, I must admit, it felt like I got the energy of a grandmother here. But I can go and ask the question. Can you give me the person's name, and then I can call for them out there? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And can you give me their name?
Charlie.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Right. I've got the energy of a very, 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 very handsome looking boy just stepped forward here. Had a lot going for him in life. Quite a cheeky character, okay? Thank you. The feeling is here, my darling, that this was very, very quick. Very quick. Can you understand where I feel like I'm trying to choke, or it feels like I'm choking on something? Do you understand this?
He died in a car crash.
Right. Can you understand where the chest and where the energy of the chest was crushed with the energy of this impact? Do you understand that?
It might have been.
Right, because I'm getting this, like I can't catch my breath at the end. It was almost like my lungs are filling up, and I feel like I'm choking, okay? Now, I do apologise that that's a little bit graphic, but he's trying to show me here of what happened. Now, was there three people with him? Was there two other people with him when this car crashed?
No, but he was, like, dropping off people. He was by himself, but that night he was dropping off people.
Right. Was there two other people that he was dropping off at the time?
Yeah.
Right. Because you're talking about three being in the car. And what I also get here, the feeling was, is that he was going a little bit too fast, and he admits and puts his hand up to it. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he was.
Right. He was speeding at the time. Now, there's a feel here that I've got the energy of I've got a crossroads junction. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's what it happened, like right up there.
Right on the crossroads junction. And I feel that I've been hit or see something coming from my right-hand side very quickly. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And I almost feel that it was big. So this was either like a truck or something that was quite big. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
He also says to me here that it spun the car. He can remember it spinning the car three times. Mm-hmm. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it spun three times.
Okay. And it went over on its roof.
Yeah.
He's giving me the feelings of the last thing. He just wants you to know. They were just the feelings on the last memories he had as he saw the, everything happening. And then he remembers still being there and he's coughing. But I feel like the actual steering wheel is dug into the chest and I can't breathe. At that point, all he remembers is waking up on the other side. But I do feel... waking up, even though there was a coma type feel. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
So he was already over before everyone sort of, you know, even though he went through, got out of the accident and he went into hospital and he was in like this coma, he was already over there. And he was looking down at all these guys and all you guys that were coming around and going, I'm not there, I'm over here, but I'm with you. Do you know what I mean? So he watched all the emotion going on. Why do I want to... give it to me again, please. Give it to me again, July. July. Why does he link me to the energy of
happening
July?
In July.
Okay, 17th. So... okay, and he says to me here that he's very much... he fancied you.
Yeah.
He's winking
and
laughing.
He's
laughing, he's winking, and he's going, do you know what? You was my friend, but I fancied you, he just said. In my ear, right? He's a very, very, I want to say cocky individual, but a very lovely individual. Do you know what I mean? This is a guy that would have absolutely pulled any female attention, and even men as well, because he was, you know, he was life and soul. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
He was the life and soul of a party. He liked to be the centre of attention. He also says to me here that that wasn't his vehicle, or he shouldn't have been driving that vehicle. Do you understand what I mean by that?
I think so, yeah.
Either he had borrowed it, or it didn't feel like he shouldn't have been driving it at that time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was his mum's car, his dad's car, but it didn't feel like it was his
own.
It wasn't
his car.
Right, that's fantastic. And he says to me here, okay, very, very quickly, that he wants to thank you. He wants to thank you for your kind words. So you either said something for him or you said something to somebody, like his mum. It may not have been like at his wake or at his funeral, but it might have well been somebody to his family or a brother or a sister. But I feel like it was a female that you said something to. And he's saying thank you for them kind words. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to let you know also that he goes, oh my God, you've changed your hair. What have you done to your hair?
I don't know, it's blonder.
You've gone blonder, yeah?
Yes.
He says, oh my God, you look so different.
Oh my God.
And he says to me here that he likes it, and he's smiling, and he's giving you a little wink, because he would have winked at you. He would have been a cheeky guy,
oh my
you know
God,
what I mean?
This is so funny.
Yeah? Look, babes, I could go on all night. He's here. He's around you. He wants you to know that he's very much there. Your grandmother was over in spirit as well. You understand this?
I'm not sure what grandma this is because all my grandmas are alive.
Right, okay. Well, I've got a sort of grandmother figure there, and she was there very prominently. She did say to me very quickly that there was something that really disjointed you as a child and where the love is hard for you to find within your own relationship. Do you understand this?
Yes.
There's something there that I don't really want to go into, like, over here. But do you understand what I mean by that?
Wait, can you kind of tell me?
It almost felt to me that there was a letdown within the energy of a father or something around the energy where you felt that you needed more love. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, as long as you understand what that might be, I'll leave it there.
What
I'll leave this.
Charlie, do like what signs does he send me like when he's around me?
Okay, he's got he's just showing me a very, very small photograph, little one cut up. It's almost like he got it out of his wallet, and he's showing me here like it means something to somebody around him that he's got his arm around, and it felt like a female, but it didn't feel like you. Do you understand who this might be?
Maybe.
Right, and it almost looks like they've got strawberry blonde and auburn hair. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's always given me. I mean, I could go on forever with this guy. He's very prominent. But the reason being that he's prominent because he never had that chance to say goodbye because he was pulled out of the body very quickly. And that's normally the way that happens with the accident victim. But you made this happen. See how you asked for him and he come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your heart, darling. I'll leave his love
with you.
That was
the best reading I've had. Thank you.
Bless your heart. And Jerry was, Jerry, you know, you got a lot tonight. Jerry was fantastic. Well done, Jerry. And we wish you all the best. There you go, Jerry.
Well, thank you, Missy. Thank you very much, my sweet. Remember, you can always listen back to the podcast by going to My Expert FM. Grant, amazing as always, mate. I just sit back. I just love to let you flow. But I do apologise. But, of course, we have so much to fit in before the end of the show as well. I just love to hear you flow, mate. It's just like on goes the tap and your energies just flow and flow. It's absolutely amazing. Brilliant. Hat off to you. I want to listen to some more. But we do have another Skype link, Grant. Before we go to the next Skype link, though, we're going to play our last piece of music. And it's more or less along the theme of the first two tracks. So I hope you're going to enjoy this, which is the amazing Mr. David Bowie and Changes.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm.
And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
The Mike Spirit Roadshow. Now, this is something that's going to be really exciting. As you heard there, it starts off in Neath, in lovely South Wales, on the 22nd and 23rd of February next year. It may be coming to somewhere near you. Listen out on Mike Spirit FM. Remember, there are shows that run from Monday to Sunday, and you will hear these adverts coming up, letting you know about all the new events that are coming through. Check out Mike Davis's website, www.mikespirit.fm, and you'll get all the latest news coming through, or as you heard Mike say, that email him directly. Now, we do have Grant. This is going to be our last call. Sad, where's this time gone? Blimey.
It always flies when you're having fun, Jerry.
Hello. 2 hours has nearly gone. Right, okay. Now, we have, I believe this is a Skype caller, so I'm just going to welcome him into the show. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Is that Mike?
No, this is Trond.
Oh, Trond, but sorry, do you know what? I heard Mike Davis's voice then in my ear instead of hearing yours. Trond, a very warm welcome to you. How can we help you on Soul Purpose?
Just have a general reading, please. Would be nice.
You'd like a general reading, right? Well, there's never anything as a general reading. So, firstly, I'd like your date of birth, if I may.
20th January 1975.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. 12/13/15/6. Right. Okay. I want to say that initially. Grant, you don't mind if I jump in first, do you?
No, go for it, Jerry.
Apologies, Grant. I should have.
That's all right, mate.
Trond, I want to say that firstly that you're a very passionate person. When you believe in something or when you give of yourself, you give of yourself 100%.
Yeah, I do.
Correct?
Yeah, I do that.
I also feel around you at the moment that there is a project or something that you want to be getting off the ground. I've got new openings coming up with you. I've got change coming up. Between 8 and 13 weeks, what I'm seeing around you is you getting something off the ground. I feel this is where you need to be looking at ideas of your own. I feel this is where projects that you initiate can be very beneficial. Is this resonating with you? You're understanding this?
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's asked me to start a firm with him. I'm wondering about doing it.
Good. Now, over the next few weeks, this is something which I feel you need to give quite a bit of attention to, because though I feel that you have, how can I put this, a slightly wiser head on your shoulders, I feel that you are also going to be making absolutely sure that this project, this business venture, is not just something that you want to be involved in, but actually something that is going to have longevity to it. Otherwise, it could be there one day and gone the next. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's also going to involve travel. There's a link here with over water, going overseas. It's not as if you're staying in one place.
I'm not sure what you mean so by that, but...
This business venture, when it starts to get off the ground, it may be in around where you're living, but it also is going to involve you making sure that your passport is up to date.
Yeah, it is.
There is travel involved.
Right.
So why the laugh?
No, it's an oil business, so it's between Norway maybe and Aberdeen, so the more water can't actually be right.
Okay. There's also at the moment, though, I feel a little bit of a financial restriction coming in. It's something which is not insurmountable, but I feel this is where, for you, you're the one that needs to seek out the alternative solutions as to how this block can be removed. There are two really key times coming up here, one of which is around the 16th of December, and the other is around the third week of February. Now, the 16th of December, this is not a day for making any big business decisions, because there is what that you're going to be asked to make a decision. This is not the time to do it. I don't feel it's the 16th of November. My guides are saying the 16th of December. So for some reason, John, you need to, if you're asked to make any hard and fast decisions on that day, you have to politely say, no, I'd rather leave it till tomorrow.
Okay.
I feel that the next big change, though, comes up in, as I said, the third week of February. Now, by this time, you should actually be seeing that this business is starting to gather momentum. I feel that you're very much in control, actually, of this. You've got a lot of authority around you at that time. But then there is another offshoot to the business coming up just at the end of February 2013. And there's yet another new idea coming in which you bring to the table, which sets you up for the spring and summer of next year. So this is not just a one-off. This is not just one direction that you're travelling in, as far as work is concerned.
Okay.
All I would say to you at the moment, before I put your hand over to Grant, is that also this, for the rest of this month, it's really not the time to be signing any paperwork. Leave it if you can till the end of November.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to quickly hand over to Grant. Grant, you've only got maybe 3 or 4 minutes, unfortunately, my friend. So is it something you want to add to the reading for Trond?
Yeah, absolutely. Trond, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Okay, right. The first thing that came up with me is I've got a very strong male energy and spirit here. Almost felt to me that I'm going above you twice. So it felt like your grandfather, but it almost felt to me grandfather on your father's side. Do you understand that your grandfather on your father's side's in spirit, yeah?
Yeah, he's in spirit, yeah.
Okay, can you understand, though, what I get with the energy here is almost feeling like you're trying to prove a point for the energy of something around your father. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Yeah, it could make sense, yeah.
Right, okay, because as long as you make it make sense to you, because they're saying to me here, it's not about proving a point, you do it for you, son, you're saying here, and not doing it to prove a point. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because I feel that you've got a very strong grandfather guide here that is trying to push you forward and say, it's not about proving a point, it's about you going out and doing it. Do you understand what I mean? Doing it for you, and not doing it to make anybody else believe in you or whatever. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Right, so what I get the feeling is here, are you single at the moment?
Yeah, I'm single.
This is something that's blocking you through the energy of your work as well. You need to find the energy of something within love to fulfill or fulfill you within the energy about where you're going, is what I'm being told here. Because it feels to me that there's something way in the past here that you never got over within a relationship split. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it could make sense, yeah.
Yeah, right, as long as you understand it. Because for you it's a blockage, and we need to find that connection where you love yourself, so you love to doing what you're doing for yourself. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And once you've found that, got rid of that blockage and believe that it's for you and for nobody else, love will come in, and I know that love's coming in for you, and it'll be through the working process, okay? Now, I've got to leave it there, but I hope that's made sense to you, because we've only got 2 minutes of the show. But taking everything that me and Jerry said, and go with it. But I've got a real good energy with you, and you're quite spiritual as well.
Yeah, thanks.
Without a doubt. You take care. God bless.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Sure. Sorry, mate, we had to be a little bit short with that one, Tom. But as I said, this 2 hours has absolutely just disappeared like greased lightning. I can't believe it. Grant, I must first of all thank you for that reading with Tom. But also just want to thank all our lovely callers who've taken part in Soul Purpose tonight, but also for you being a part of the show. How can people get in touch with you directly if they'd like, as I'm sure they would, want to have a personal one-to-one consultation with you?
Absolutely. They can come through to my private email address, which is grantcollier@googlemail.com, or they can visit my website at www.grantcollier.co.uk. They can look at all the stuff that's coming up, what I've been up to, where I'm going with the paranormal stuff, and they can book readings and pay for readings online through that as well. Obviously, I've got the Friday evening show coming up, the Above and Beyond with Grant Collier. Got a great guest coming up. Jerry, you know her yourself, the lovely Crystal Lady. I'm not going to give her too much away on the name yet. That's going to be a little bit of a surprise, but it's going to be a great show. But guys, yeah, come through to me on my website, www.grantcollier.co.uk.
Yes, we were talking before we went live on air. Yes, I do know the person that's going to be on your show. Absolutely fabulous energy. So guys, you know, if you're going to tune in to listen on Mike Spirit FM on, it's Friday evening, isn't it, Grant?
It is, mate, Friday evening, 9 p.m. to 11, exactly the same structure as what we're doing on your show here. I just want to say before we come away, thanks, it's been a fantastic show. It's been a great pleasure to be a guest on your show, Jerry, and I hope you have me on again one day.
Oh, you can take that for granted, if you'll pardon the pun.
No, it's been a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
You're going to make me cough now. Absolutely not. You know, it's really lovely when you and I are very much on the same page, as are all the wonderful hosts on Mike Spirit FM, because Spirit are in charge. You know, we can write out the running orders and say this goes here and that goes there and that's what I'm going to talk about. But when Spirit are in and they're the ones that are in charge, it's like, forget it. Running orders go out the window. And it's lovely just to let things flow. I'm very much a believer in just letting the energy work as it's supposed to. And I always say that I switch my human off so that I can allow the Spirit to properly come in. And guys, if you're out there wondering how we do this, this is not really unique to us. If you want to go on the internet, have a little look at something called the 6 degrees of separation, and I don't mean the film. Go and do a little bit of research into this lovely theory that has been around since World War I. Go and do a little bit of research on the 6 degrees of separation. But also, if you want to know how maybe you can expand your own, in quotes, awareness, come and talk to people like myself. Talk to somebody like Grant. Talk to any of the other lovely hosts that are on during the week on the other shows. Ask them, how can I do this? What is my purpose? Where am I supposed to be going from here on in? Yes, we all live in a material world, and yes, we all have to be ruled by the power of money, otherwise we don't live. However, as you heard Grant and I saying earlier on, this is a year of change. It's a year of ascension. So listen in and ask. And thank you all very much for listening to Soul Purpose. I will be back with you next Wednesday. So take care. God bless. And if you want to link with me, you'll find me on Facebook, on my website, senseofknowing.co.uk. But until next Wednesday, from Grant and from me, God bless and take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath
in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spurred FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespurred.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.